Our scripture passage for this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. Listen now for God's holy word. Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, come out of him." And the unclean spirit, throwing him into convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. People of God, the grass may wither and the flowers may fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say, Amen. Our scripture passage for today is a story about Jesus doing the kinds of things that we expect to hear about Jesus doing. Jesus has just called some of his first disciples, and they head as a group into a village in Galilee. In there, Jesus enters a synagogue, and he teaches, and he casts out a demon. This week, as I read this rather typical story, as I studied and considered it, what God drew my attention to was the way that Jesus' audience seemed to be just as impressed with Jesus' teaching as they were with the fact that Jesus could cast out a demon. Did you catch that in our story for this morning? Jesus begins his ministry by teaching in this synagogue, and everything is going fine. But then a man with an unclean spirit starts hollering at Jesus. This ends up not being a huge issue, for Jesus tells the demon to get lost, and the demon listens to him. When all this happens, the crowd reacts, not just by focusing on the fact that Jesus has just expelled an evil spirit, but they seem to give just as much focus, or maybe even more focus, to their excitement about Jesus' teaching. Jesus just finished exorcising a disembodied spiritual foe, and the people who are there to see it say, "Wow, did you hear this guy teach?" Think about it. If a servant of God came to one of our churches and did some teaching, we would be like, "Great, thanks so much." And if the teaching were really good, sure, we'd tell some other people about it. We'd call our friends and family and tell them about it. But if that same servant of God who came and did some teaching, if later that day he confronted an evil spirit and successfully performed an exorcism, where do you think the majority of our focus would fall? We would call our friends and say, "You'll never believe what I saw today at church." And in the report we give, we probably would completely disregard the fact that the guy's first act was doing some teaching. That's not the case in our story for this morning. Jesus begins his ministry to a people who are clearly craving to know God's will for their lives. As they hear Jesus teaching, they are overwhelmed with what seems like excitement and relief and gratitude. Jesus begins his ministry to a people who are clearly hungry for God's direction. For this reason, they are thrilled to receive Jesus' word, his guidance, his life-giving instructions and counsel. People of God, what we believe is that Jesus Christ is the eternal Word of God. Through Jesus, all things came into being. Jesus is God's Word, which helped to call forth and order all of creation. Jesus is God's Word, which spoke to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and gave them direction on how to live in that newly made paradise. Jesus is God's eternal word who throughout the story of the Bible was mediated to God's people through the prophets and through God's ordained teachers of the law. God's people were broken by their fall into sin. God's people were tossed about by evil and temptation like a ship battered about by a storm at sea. because of our sinful hearts and because of the trouble of the evils in this world around us, it became hard and impossible for us to both hear God's word and to follow it in our lives. In the gospel story, what we read and what we hear is the testimony of God's eternal word being made in flesh, coming to us in our humanity. The eternal word made flesh to revive and to restore our humanity, to make us again, to remold and to refashion our broken hearts, but also the word made flesh to come and to teach us and to guide us and to direct those remade lives. Jesus comes to us to share what he is, the direction and the order of things. He comes as a light to illumine the path for those who wander in darkness. He comes to help humanity know what is good and what is right. The people that Jesus first taught, they were people who were wondering, what does God want from me? How should I live my life? What is important to God? What is God's will? Jesus comes to give those people direction on their quest. Jesus comes to give God's life-giving teaching and direction to God's beloved people. Jesus comes to give amazing gifts of grace. Yes, that amazing grace includes salvation. It includes the forgiveness of sins, spiritual rebirth into new and eternal life. But the gifts of grace that Jesus offers also includes the gifts of direction and guidance for the life that follows those initial experiences of salvation. For this reason, when the people hear Jesus' authoritative, powerful, and life-giving teaching that he was giving in that synagogue that day, they are thrilled. Sure, there were evil spirits in the world, but Jesus was able to address another just as persistent and troubling problem. Jesus was able to show the people the way. People of God, today God reminds us that God has not left us without direction or guidance for our lives. If we walk around wondering and worrying, what does God want from me? What does God ask of me? What does God need from me? How should I live my life? Today God reminds us that God has come into our world to share with us God's life-giving direction and teaching. We have access to it. God's teaching and direction, it comes to us from the testimony of Jesus' teaching and the example of his life, which we, any of us, can pick up and read in our Bibles, especially here in the Gospels. It comes to us empowered and illumined by God's gracious and powerful Holy Spirit, which works through the Bible to speak to us God's life-giving word of teaching and direction. People of God, Jesus came into this world. He came into this world, and part of the work he was devoted to, part of what he devoted his time and energy towards, was teaching, was giving instruction, was going into synagogues, was going into people's homes, was sitting with people and talking with them, teaching, giving them direction. Jesus came and he visited people in their places of learning. He came and sat with people in their places of devotion, and he shared, he revealed what he knew of God's will and God's ways. He taught. People of God, we are living in a very difficult and troubling time right now. A lot of the daily details of our lives have been upended in dramatic ways. Many of the roles that we had existed in before about a year ago at this time have changed. Our roles as parents or children or grandparents or students or co-workers or employees or friends and servants of God, all of these roles in our lives have changed. And many of us have lost roles in our lives. Perhaps we have lost a role through the death of a loved one. Or perhaps we have lost a role through the closing of a business or the losing of a job. Perhaps we have lost a role because of the limits and the restrictions that this pandemic has put on our lives. All of this unsettling might leave us feeling a bit off-centered, a bit unmoored, like we're standing on uncertain footing. In this experience of uncertainty, we might look out at the world and wonder, where do I go from here? How do I find direction? What is important? To what should I devote myself? What matters? What should I do? In this experience of uncertainty, we might look out at the world around us and our heads would spin with all the contrasting and conflicting messages and directions that the voices of the world offer to us. The voices of the world scream at us, come here, make this your priority, care about this, work on that, devote yourself to these. Like God's people in every era, what we need, what we crave, what we desire is God's life-giving direction. God's direction to help us know what is truly important and good and life-giving for us and for our lives. Today, through this rather familiar story from the Gospel of Mark, which tells us that Jesus came to teach with authority, today God reminds us in this rather familiar story of the amazing grace that Jesus came to give us. Today, God reminds us that God has not left us without resources in discovering how it is that God would call us to live. God wants us to know. God wants us to be aware of what is good and right, and as Reformed Christians, what we believe is that when we read the testimony of Scriptures, when we open our Bibles and read Jesus' words and reflect on the authors of Scripture, what they have written, what happens is this. God speaks to us. God meets us in that process of reading and considering those words, and God gives us direction and revelation. When we engage in the practice of reading the scriptures with our ears and hearts open to God's word, God speaks to us. And we call this the means of grace. God has given us a means of grace, a vehicle that delivers to us the grace that we need. And that means of grace is Scripture. Scripture as a conduit of God's amazing grace. Like Jesus casting out a demon, when God speaks to us through the practice of reading Scripture, it is a miracle. It is miraculous. It is amazing. In our story, from the Gospel of Mark, the crowd is just as excited, if not more excited. I would say they're a little bit more excited about Jesus' role as a teacher in their lives, giving them direction. They're more excited about that than they are about the fact that Jesus is a powerful exorcist who can cast out demons. Demons affected a few people in Jesus' day, but the need for a teacher was universal. Everyone needed a good teacher. Now, personally, I am thankful that for us, very few of us, if any of us at all, will ever need the services of an exorcist. But in contrast, every single one of us needs a good teacher. All of us need the grace that God offers to us by Jesus' teaching and his direction in our lives. For this reason, as your pastor, as your friend, as your fellow servant of God, I commend to you the practice of reading our Bibles. For this reason, I commend to you the means of grace that God has given. For this reason, God commends to all of us the practice of devoting ourselves to studying the amazing grace that Jesus has given us in our Scriptures. Jesus came to give us salvation, and he came to direct us on our way. And so let us not neglect the amazing grace that God has given. Thanks be to God. Amen.